condolences to the believers wherever you are all across the world upon the martyrdom anniversary of the 7th divinely appointed Imam, the 7th rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam. The endeavors of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam and Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam in nurturing, training, and educating countless thousands of students in the ways, manners, and teachings of the pure Muhammadan Islam were beginning to bear its divine fruits. From among these thousands of students and disciples, some attained great heights of knowledge, wisdom, and piety. And thus, they went on to be handpicked by the infallible and immaculate Imams alayhim as-salam to be their representatives in their respective regions. These representatives that spanned the Islamic world had become part of the network of representatives, the Sazaman-e-Wakala, a network of representatives of the pure Muhammadan Islam, which was under the direct leadership of the immaculate and infallible Imams alayhim as-salam in their respective eras. And so the strengthening and the diffusion of this network of representatives of the pure Muhammadan Islam was done under the guidance of Imam Baqir alayhi salam and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And so thousands of students had gathered around them in order to learn the knowledge and wisdom of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi from the inheritors of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. But this great network, which dealt with the political, social, cultural, financial, and religious matters of the Muslim Ummah, and was led by the infallible and immaculate Imams alayhim as-salam, never went unnoticed by the respective political establishments of their era. And so, in order to prevent the divine growth of the network of representatives, and in order to control the divine power of the infallible and immaculate Imams alayhim as-salam, we find that the Imams were kept under strict surveillance, imprisoned on many occasions, and eventually martyred. And so after the martyrdom of the 6th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam, the divine wilaya, the divine position of Imama, and the leadership of the great network of representatives passed on to the son of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the 7th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam. His Eminence Imam Kadhim alayhi salam was a mere 20 years old when he was divinely appointed as an infallible and immaculate Imam, and he was bestowed the leadership of the network of representatives of the pure Muhammadan Islam, a path which was certainly fraught with threats and dangers. But just as the other divinely appointed Imams alayhim as-salam never feared threats nor danger, in the path of strengthening and establishing the pure Muhammadan Islam, both politically and socially, Imam Kadhim alayhi salam continued this same path of the previous 6 divinely appointed Imams alayhim as-salam, with his base in the city of Medina, the city of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. His Eminence Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam was born in the period of the transfer of power from the Umayyads to the Abbasids. And the Imamate of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam was contemporary with the Abbasid Caliphs al-Mansur, al-Hadi, al-Mahdi, and Harun al-Rashid. His Eminence was approximately 4 years old when the first Abbasid Caliph, as-Saffa al-Abbasi, defeated the Umayyads and took control over the Muslim world. During the 35 years of the Imamate of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, the Abbasid dynasty had to a certain extent subdued their enemies. Enemies which included the Alawis, the Khawarij, uprisings in Yemen, Sham, and Iraq, the Byzantines, and of course their traditional enemies, the Umayyad dynasty. And so with a relative calm across their empire, the Abbasids now turned their full attention to a threat which was much closer to home and much more dangerous. A threat which was manifested in the divine growth of the network of representatives of the pure Muhammadan Islam, as well as the divine power of its brave and courageous leader, the seventh divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam. And so, the complete fury and force of the Abbasid dynasty came down upon the divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam. And thus, history is a witness that the seventh divinely appointed Imam alayhi salam was repeatedly summoned by the Abbasid caliphs in their newfound capital of Baghdad. And on many occasions, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam's life was under threat of assassination. It is reported that the Abbasid caliph al-Hadi al-Abbasi had tried to assassinate Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, but miraculously, the seventh divinely appointed Imam survived. And during the reign of the Abbasid Caliph al-Mahdi al-Abbasi, we find that Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam was kept under the strictest of surveillance in the holy city of Medina, and he was arrested and imprisoned at least once in the city of Baghdad. Eventually, Harun al-Rashid ascended the throne of the Abbasid Empire. It is reported that the persecution against the Shias had reached a peak during the caliphate of Harun al-Rashid. It is reported that Harun al-Rashid killed hundreds, if not thousands, of the Alawis. And it is also reported that Harun al-Rashid went on a widespread campaign of arrests in order to decimate the network of representatives of the pure Muhammadan Islam. And finally, it is also reported that Harun al-Rashid arrested Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, brought him to the capital city of Baghdad, and was intent on killing his eminence. But via miracles, Imam Kadhim alayhi salam, the seventh divinely appointed Imam, survived. The mission appointed to Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam by the Almighty Allah was still to be accomplished. Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam continued to spread the teachings of the pure Muhammadan Islam to lands far and wide. His eminence was famed and renowned for his knowledge, his wisdom, his piety, and his complete mastery over the Holy Quran and the Seerah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And his eminence further strengthened and expanded the network of representatives of the pure Muhammadan Islam to new lands. For it was under the leadership and the imama of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam that new Shia centers were established in the Maghrib and in Egypt. And under his eminence, the network of representatives grew so far and wide that one of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam's representatives, a man by the name of Ali bin Yaqtin, was in the very heart of the Abbasid dynasty's political establishment. Furthermore, in his eminence's dialogues and debates with the Abbasid caliphs and their chief judges, as well as the religious scholars from all sects and all religions, and the common masses, he emphasized the illegitimacy of the Abbasid caliph and put into question their illegal and un-Islamic ways. Many a times, His Eminence also prohibited the people from cooperating with the Abbasid dynasty, thus undermining the people's trust in the Abbasid Empire. And in His Eminence's private quarters was a military garment, a sword, and a Holy Quran. All things that all the people, including the Abbasids, knew were the manifestations for the struggle to establish the pure Muhammadan Islam. Eventually, it was reported to Harun al-Rashid, "Do not think that you are the only caliph in the Muslim world. Your cousin has his own caliphate centered in the city of Medina. Huge amounts of money are sent to him from the east and the west, and he has a treasury of his own in which different types of coins in great quantities are found. And so, in order to prevent the further growth of the network of representatives of the pure Muhammadan Islam, and in order to finish off the network's leader, there was only one option left for the Abbasid Empire. Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam was transferred from one prison to another, and His Eminence was tortured in the depths of these dark prisons. And in the end, His Eminence was poisoned and martyred all alone in the suffocating darkness of a prison in Baghdad.
السلام عليك يا نور الله في الظلمات الأرض السلام عليك يا إمام الهدى السلام عليك يا عالم الدين والتقى السلام عليك أيها المقتول الشهيد السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله وابن وصيه السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر وَرَحْمَتُ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ
This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.
Wherever you are.